All right, a deep kickoff for the Braves here after the touchdown from Young to Salas. And it's brought out from the 16-yard line to about the 25. And Westwood with a backup quarterback tonight, Tristan Miller, as their starting quarterback is injured and missing the game tonight. First down and 10, Westwood Patriots, their own 25 as they go left to right here. Ball will be on the left hash mark as they touch it for the first time. Full house backfield now for Westwood. Now a motion man to the left side. They'll give it up the middle, and boy, not much there.
And up the middle for a short gain of the play to bring up second down for the Patriots.
That carry up the middle, Edward Anderson, and he gets nothing. So second down, 10 yards to go. Westwood Patriots on their own 25. 6-0 Braves on the touchdown pass from Young to Salas, which again was a dump off really along the near sideline. You look down at the Westwood bench and they've got exactly 9 extra dudes. That's it. They've got 20 dudes. Low snap. He picks it up off the dirt and it's going to be a train wreck for Westwood there. He was able to hand it off quickly after the ball was on the ground to Miller, but then Miller got buried, and it's a loss of a yard back to the 24. The Braves really plowed through their offensive line, especially when that ball hit the dirt, hit the ground. And I say dirt because that part of the field, it looks like there's a lot of chewed up grass. When you get to this time of year, that happens a lot of places. Long time in the huddle here. 8:20 to play first quarter. Braves 6, Patriots 0. They're going to run out of time if they don't hurry up. They do get out of the huddle. They still may not get this playoff. And now that's going to happen. It's a delay of game penalty. They took way too long in the huddle and really didn't have any chance of getting that playoff. So now it goes back to the 19. It'll be 3rd and 16 for Westwood. And boy, this is potential disaster for them, because you know the Braves are going to bring everybody. And if they do, poor kid quarterbacking here, Miller,
3rd and 16,
he might be down on the grass quick. All right, here we go. It is 3rd down and 16 for Westwood. Motion man near side. Miller on the option, tosses it near side, and not much there. The Braves swarm him. He's trying to break away, and he does. From 4 tacklers, gets outside. That was a pretty impressive run there for Arsenal, but he ends up not getting much. He saved a 10-yard loss. I mean, he was running for his life as soon as he got the ball, and he somehow got away from 4 dudes ready to tackle him. He got 5. It's 4th and 11. For West Ishpeming here with 7:56 to go. Boy, big Aaron Hughes just blew up the left side, didn't he? Came right in along with Jake Perryman, number 77. So Miller's going to punt it away on 4th and 11 as he stands back at his own 15. Low snap, picks it up, gets the kick away. It is a short one. It's going to bounce, and they're just going to let it go, the Braves. And it'll roll dead at about the 40-yard line. That's not that bad of a punt, actually. It'll be 35 yards, but no return.
Punt down at the 39-yard line will be 1st and 10 for the Braves.
So Gladstone will start at their own 39, 1st and 10. 7:50 left here in the first. Want to thank all of our sponsors for bringing you Gladstone Braves football tonight, including the Family Inn with that great Friday fish fry. Also, Northwoods Rehabilitation, the Howes family in Happy Rock, taking care of the kids, even from Esky, you know. 1st down and 10, just shy of the 40 for the Braves. As Nate Young gets up there with 2 guys behind him, he's in the shotgun, 1 guy next to him, 1 behind him. Nate now is going to run, try to turn it back upfield, and gets met, and down he goes. He'll get nothing. There was just nothing there up the middle. The play was designed to go right, and he cut it back to the left. Thought he saw something, but he saw nothing. So 2nd and 10 coming up at the 40-yard line for the Braves. So they come out of the huddle quickly. Receiver to the right and to the left. Shotgun formation once again with Salas and Ketchum in the backfield. The handoff and nothing's there. Westwood in a run blitz and they nail Isaac Ketchum for a loss. He may actually get a yard as they put the ball down. Nope. Yeah, they'll put the ball down at the 40. Isaac gets one.
Third and 10 for the Braves on the 39-yard line.
Third down, and they need about nine at the 40. Nine and a half, almost 10, really. 6:47 to go in the first. 6-0 Gladstone here at Westwood. But the Patriots have the Braves backed up in a third and long. Third down and 10 for Nate Young. Two receivers to the right, one to the near side. One man with him in the backfield. Nate drops back to throw. Heaves it over the middle of the field, and it is caught over the 20. 15, 10. He'll take it to the house. Touchdown! Touchdown, Braves! Caden Gibbs! Oh, he was in between the coverage and just sprinted down the field like a jackrabbit. Touchdown, Gladstone! And the Braves now lead him 12-0 here in West Ishpeming. Beautiful pass by Nate Young right into his hands. And that one goes 60 yards. So now they'll get ready for Trevor Thorbon to try an extra point. Let's see, nailed two of them last week. He's had four this year. Place down, kick is up, high enough. Long enough and straight enough. It is good. Trevor Thorbon puts it through the uprights, and it's Gladstone 13 and Westwood nothing. And we're back. Oh, that was they brought up Ingram? Oh, so that's Ingram on the kick. My bad. So Luke Ingram on the kick, and he puts it through. Where's Trevor? Must be 15 now, then, eh? All right. So it's 13-0 Braves. Caden Gibbs, he's got such good hands. I don't know. He had better hands last year with that club on one of them, though, didn't he? But anyways, he caught that ball in stride. It was a beautiful peg, just a dime thrown by Nate Young right between two defenders up at about the 50-yard line. And then Gibbs, when he gets the ball and he's got some green in front of him, he just takes it. And that was 60 yards. 6:21 left in the first. Braves will kick it off. Here it is. End over end, a long kick. It'll go back to about the 12. It's returnable up to the left side, but then the hole closes quickly. No wedge set up to the left. And Trenton Walsh, down he goes at about the 25-yard line.
Kick return for the Patriots up to the 25-yard line will be first and 10 for the Patriots.
He's 13-0 Braves.
First and 10 for the Patriots on the 25-yard line.
As Westwood now breaks out of the huddle with their young quarterback, Miller. They come out with one receiver to the near side and another in the slot. They spread it out with another receiver, a third to the left side. 13-0 Braves. Here's Miller. Rolling near side, throws it out, incomplete, and tell you what, right through the hands of the intended target, he wouldn't have gotten anything anyway, as Eli Berthume was all over the intended target there, Trenton Walsh. Gladstone Braves football is thanks in part as well to Remy Battery, to Tux Auto Repair out in Rapid River, and Hereford and Hop Steakhouse in downtown ooh, that would taste good right now, one of those steaks. Baked potato. They'll be closed by the time we get home, though. We're way up here in West Ishpeming. Halfway through the first quarter, 13-0 Gladstone. Second down and 10 for the Patriots. Another low snap. Miller grabs it. Runs near side. Everybody's going to chase him down. He tries to stiff arm, and down he goes. He is sacked for a loss. That's Austin Salas coming in after Perriman, and big Aaron Hughes slowed him down.
Patriots.
And it'll be third down and 10
Third and 10 for the Patriots on the 25-yard line.
So, again, they're just not getting any kind of push in their offensive set here. And the Braves have they've just got the size and the experience. The ball's on the near hash mark. 13-0 Braves. In the gun. Back to throw. Here comes the rush. Big Aaron Hughes almost gets the sack. He throws it upfield. Tipped in the air. Intercepted. Oh, he couldn't hang on. Oh, Nate Young had his hands on the ball, and so did the receiver. Miller, or Walsh. And it ends up an incomplete pass, and Nate should have had that one, and he's going to be the first to tell you that. Fourth down for Westwood. And they will punt, and we'll see who's back. Caden Gibbs will go back. It looks like they're going to go after this punt. It's fourth down. They're not so sure Westwood isn't going to go for it here, and maybe they will. But only one man back. Bouncing ball on the punt. He gets it up in the air, and here comes Gibbs to go get it at about the 40. Gibbs up the middle of the field, 50, 45. Caden Gibbs to the outside. Takes it inside the 30, and down he goes, but it's a big return for Caden Gibbs all the way to the West Ishpeming 34-yard line.
One return out to the 34-yard line will be first and 10 for the Braves.
And now they're going to move the ball up to about the 29. So it'll be a 46-yard return for Caden Gibbs. And Gladstone set up at the 29 of Westwood. First leading already, 13-0. Ball will be on the right hash mark. Nate Young with two guys behind him in the backfield, Thorbon and Ketchum. He'll give it to Solis. Solis off right side. Bursts off a guy. Backs his way across the 25, down to about the 23.
To bring up second down for the Braves.
So Solis gets about six on the play. Make it seven. And the ball goes to the 20. Oh, they moved it to the 21, so give them eight. That little extra push when Terry backed his way. So the ball at the 21-yard line, second down and short for the Braves. Late substitute for Westwood. As Young, with, again, two behind him in the backfield, turns and hands it to Terry up the middle. He'll plow his way forward, and it is close to the first down. He might be a little bit short by about a yard, and so it'll be third down and short
for the Braves.
And now they're going to stretch it out and say, he's got the first down. Boy, that was tight. I thought they would measure. They'll move the football to the 19. A couple of good spots here from the crew here in West Ishpeming. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Braves ahead 13-0, threatening to add more after the nice return by Caden Gibbs on that latest punt. Here's Nate Young rolling to the near side. Lofts it wide open into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Braves! And guess who? Caden Gibbs again! Beautiful pass across the middle into the end zone. And Gibby is having a night. It's 19-0 Braves. This one looks like it might be like last week where the JV team plays the second half. So this will be Ingram to attempt the extra point. The young guy called up, placed down, kick is up. High enough, long enough, and straight enough. It is good.
And that makes your score the Gladstone Braves 20, your home Western Patriots 0.
Luke Ingram with his second PAT, the Braves 20. And the Patriots nothing. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Selena from Iverson's Home Center talks about customer service, delivery, and products.
Our biggest goal is about creating a positive relationship with all of our customers. We can deliver your order whenever or wherever you need, even if it's on a rooftop. We have a wide variety of suppliers, anything you need to build a home. On top of that, we have the largest selection of Milwaukee tools in Delta County. Let us help you build the project of your dreams.
Iverson's Home Center in Gladstone, 428-2351, 428-2351.
I'm Debbie Crandall, and I invite you to talk with a mortgage lender at First Bank to discuss the many ways you can use the equity in your home. Maybe it's for debt consolidation, a fun recreational vehicle, or taking time to relax with a vacation. Our experienced lenders will be happy to help you find the financing that best suits your needs. First Bank, Iron Mountain and Kingsford.
Voted Best Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, terms and conditions apply.
First Bank. Where it's all about people.
All right, the Westwood Patriots. Nice return by Trenton Walsh on the kickoff from Luke Ingram. The ball goes out to the 35 from about the 18. So
first and 10 for the Patriots.
That got the crowd up and cheering. They've had much to cheer about otherwise. 20-0 Braves here in the first. But two touchdown passes to Caden Gibbs, one of 60 yards, one of 19. And now Westwood, let's see what they try to do to get their first down of the game with one receiver on each side of the field. And it'll be a quarterback keeper up the middle, breaks a tackle. He's going along the near sideline across the 45, the 50-yard line, chased down by Gibbs. But Miller gets the first down of the game for the Patriots.
Patriots first down.
And they're going to go to the hurry up here as the ball's down at the Gladstone 41.
First and 10 for the Patriots on the 41-yard line.
It was a nice gain on that play for him. Low snap this time. He keeps it himself, a flag on the play as he's taken out of bounds. There was right in the spot of a clipping call or a holding call of some kind. And that one's going to come back. 24 yards on that previous play for Miller, though. Illegal. Well, when they throw the flag in that spot of the field, it's almost always a bad block or a clipping call or something like that. In this case, it was a block in the back. Well, that's going to cost them, too, all the way back to the 48 in their own territory.
First and 20 for the Patriots on the 48-yard line.
Gladstone Braves football brought to you in part by Northern Michigan Veneer, by Bayside Pets, by First Bank, and by Binks Coca-Cola, all proud to bring you Braves football home and away this season. Westwood Patriots first down and 20 on their own 48. Shotgun formation this time. A low snap, a toss left side, and he just did get a piece of it, and he is absolutely mauled on that play. Anderson pulled down rudely that time by number, that's one of our younger guys there. So a loss on the play, back to the 47 of one. Second and 21. Boy, he is giving a lot of these young guys a chance to play in the early part of the game and not
second
waiting
for the
second half.
The 47 yard line.
So from the 47, they've got to get all the way to the 32. So they need 21 yards right now. Second and 21. Ball's on the left hash mark.